I wanted to go back just a moment in terms of understanding where each person is at in their life and where the growth happens next. Because you were talking about how if that thought process gets arrested or stuck, it keeps you stuck for a lot of us our entire lives if you don't start to work through it and begin that authentic questing. What would you say to those who are at that point where they have had decades on this planet and have a certain amount of status or of them think, you know, maybe they have a good heart, maybe they are doing good things, but they haven't taken a look at, they're still arrested in some way. Adults, elders, for those people who have been on this planet for a couple of decades and have a certain amount of invested into the way things are structured and identity with that. To me, that's how, I mean, to me being, I mean, I've had, you know, I'm 34 now and I get depressed thinking about just the time that I've wasted or been distracted by. So I can imagine that is a great fear or a great thing to look at in yourself. Like, wow, no one wants to think of themselves. You know, you kind of get proud, you know, after decades and decades, you have knowledge, you have, you know, you are mature. Maybe you're a professor or whatever and whatever, you know, so you, I can imagine that would be a very hard thing to like go back and have to unravel. Why, oh, this is not time wasted, but some people could probably feel like that. Like, wow, if I've been in this direction for so long and it's not the right direction, that's depressing, you know? Like, so I guess that's part of the fear that has to be, you know, there's other fears, obviously. There's a lot of fears in seeing yourself and ultimately just loving yourself. But, you know, going back to Alice Miller, it goes back to expressing those feelings that you felt as a child, where you first began to get arrested. So I guess my question to you is, we kind of talked about the young people and that, you know, really it's just about them being able to express themselves and watch them as they play and act out and feel and express the trauma that is being put on them. So what about the other spectrum? Those that are less young, but still, you know, I mean, I guess the answer is probably pretty similar, you know. Let's talk about Prince, you know. But it's interesting because you get to follow his work, and he kind of does address that, you know, the age and the falseness around things like, you know, aging or you know, all of those false things that are connected to time, you know, time itself. He wasn't had a different view on. So I don't know if there is a deep answer there in, like, so what about those who are more stuck in the system? But what do you think about that?
Well, I think that, as Prince suggested, the big challenge is overcoming the divisions that he said in one of the interviews that I posted excerpts. I posted excerpts of some of his conversation interviews, and in one he says, whenever I'm in a situation like this where there are people who are gathered all together and we talk about it, I discover that we all want the same things. We all want more time. We want to know each other. We want to be able to love each other. We all feel forced. We all feel that huge aspects of ourselves are not allowed to be in this system. And so just as with young people, older folk have not been allowed to talk about the things that are really bothering them because we've been kept in separate boxes. But at the moment, we're all come together and there's permission given for us to think about things. Thought wants to develop itself.
Mm-hmm.